Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Life After Death. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
I love a good story of someone coming back to life. Classics include Walter Williams, who was pronounced dead and then, while on his way to the funeral home, was seen kicking his way out of his body bag, or Ali Abdel Rahim Mohammed, who woke up in a mortuary freezer after he collapsed while swimming, or worse, in 2007, Carlos Camejo was reported dead after a car crash. He was taken to the morgue, and medical staff only realized that Mr. Camejo was still alive when they cut into his face to start an autopsy. In unbearable pain, he woke up. His wife went to the morgue expecting to identify his body and found him waiting for her in the corridor alive. But my favorite story is probably the one of Li Zufeng, affectionately called the Zombie Gran. In 2012, Chen Kuiwang, who was 60 years old, would come every day to bring his 95-year-old neighbor, Li Zufeng, breakfast. Zufeng had tripped and suffered a head injury at her home in China's Guangxi province about 2 weeks before, and Chen was being extra vigilant when he would check in on her. That day, Chen found Zufeng motionless and not breathing. When he couldn't wake her up, he assumed that she had passed away in her sleep. "No matter how hard I pushed her and called her name, she had no reactions," Chen said. "I felt something was wrong, so I tried her breath, and she is gone, but her body is still not cold." Because Zufeng lived alone, Chen and his son made preparations for her funeral, which included keeping the coffin in the house for several days for friends and relatives to pay their last respects. Zufeng was laid in her coffin on February 19th, 2 days after she was discovered. However, due to some feeling, Chen chose not to nail the coffin shut ahead of the burial on February 24th, as he would usually do. The day before the funeral, Chen went to check on Zufeng's body to find the coffin completely empty. Let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Britt.
And my name is Alyssa.
And we are the hosts of Skeletales,
a podcast that tries to answer the age-old question of, is my dead grandma watching me?
We tell first-person stories about the paranormal, supernatural, strange, and spooky.
But don't worry, we keep it totally light.
Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Jesus, Britt. Join us once a week as we laugh, gasp, and get goosebumps.
Haunt y'all later.
Before we get started, I just wanted to mention our Patreon, patreon.com/ghosttownpod. I'm sorry.
We were so terrified and immediately asked the neighbors to come for help, said Chen, again, after seeing this coffin, went back into his neighbor's home, coffin opened, no body inside. He looked everywhere for Zufeng, freaked out. He went to his neighbors. Soon the whole village was searching for the missing body of a 95-year-old woman. After a while, after not finding her, they went back to Zufeng's house completely defeated. When they got there, they were stunned. Zufeng was just sitting on a stool in her kitchen, making a snack. She reportedly told villagers, "I slept for a long time. After waking up, I felt so hungry and wanted to cook something to eat. I pushed the lid for a long time to climb out." Unbelievable. A county hospital reportedly believes Zufeng suffered an artificial death, during which a person stops the appearance of breathing and the body remains warm. A doctor at the same hospital was quoted as saying, "Thanks to the local tradition of parking the coffin in the house for several days, she could be saved." But there's another Chinese tradition that's not so great, at least for Zufeng. According to the village's tradition, after a person dies, all their belongings must be burnt. So while this woman lives, 95 years old, in pretty good health, most of her stuff is gone. But I mean, after that kind of scare, how much stuff do you really need? Being alive probably feels pretty good.
I mean, buy her some new stuff. She's earned it.
What do you think she was making as her snack, though?
Probably Hot Pockets, but not the diet ones. The regular ones. She's like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to get the fully loaded Hot Pockets.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.